questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners from all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Q&A in Islamic beliefs from IRIB English Radio. In this series of shows, if you have been following such shows, we are trying to answer some doubts on misconceptions on the Islamic beliefs with presence of Islamic scholars from Qom Seminary students. We have today invited Sheikh Noor Muhammad from Qom Seminary School, as an Islamic researcher, to answer the questions of ours in this very session. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
It's a great pleasure for us, Sheikh, to have you here. The first question, or let's say the question of the day that we are going to ask from you is about the repentance, tawbah, and the signs of its acceptance. We want to know, how can we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted our repentance, and we want to know, is there any sign that gives us an indication of acceptance of our tawbah? This is a question that we want to listen the answer from you.
A'udhu billah minash shaitan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know that actually it is one of the best questions about the repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see that, first of all, it is very important for a spiritual wayfarer toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have repentance and tawbah. And it is very well that this dear questioner wanted to have some kind of repentance toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't matter whether you are in any other situation, I mean, spiritually speaking, you need to have kind of repentance toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The question was about the signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the repentance. Maybe one of the most important signs for that is not to repeat the, you know, that, you know, sin.
Yeah.
It is, and that evil. It is very important, you know, my dear host, that to not to repeat that.
Yeah.
And, the, you know, to have a strong will, power, that I would not repeat that, you know, evil action and that sin. I never commit that. It is one of the best signs that your repentance has been accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So and does course, it mean in case we repeat the same bad action, it means that it is not accepted and we have no other way around and we have to get hopeless of being accepted?
Exactly. If you repeat that action and that sin, it shows that your repentance, you know, not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
I mean, the question is, isn't there any more glimpse of hope to know that it will never be accepted?
You know, we cannot say that it never would be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it is an indication that your evil action or sin was not, you know, forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is an indication for that, okay?
True.
Of course, there is still hope and, you know, you should be hopeful toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know? Al-ya'so min rawh Allah, which means that you never should be,
hopeless.
Yes, hopeless of the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But after all, one of the great indications that, you know, your tawbah is accepted is not to repeat that.
Okay, so this is the first sign. In case you have not repeated it, it means that it has already been accepted.
Exactly. But of course, before that, you know, prior to that is, you know, kind of, let's say, remorseful to what, you should be remorseful to that. You know, it is a kind of introduction toward that. And of course, try to, let's say, compensate whatever you have done, any sin, especially the rights of the people, which we call it haqqun nas. Try to kind of compensate that and, for example, give back the rights of the people, you know, or, for example, the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try to have kind of, for any kind of prayers missed or any kind of fasting, try to have kind of qada of that, compensation of that. Any, I want to say that generally speaking, about the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the rights of the people, try to compensate. These are all considered to be the signs for the forgiveness and the acceptance of the repentance of that individual.
Very true. So, is that all, Sheikh, or there are some other signs we need to know about that? Because we have some other following questions about this very issue.
I say that, of course, we have in other narrations some signs for the acceptance of the Tawbah has been mentioned. But I have mentioned what I have mentioned are considered to be the most important signs for the acceptance.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
So, Sheikh, how can we look at some, I don't know if they are narrations or let's say sayings by the people, that some sins are never accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Since you have passed, let's say, 40 and you're still committing the same sin, it means that, okay, there is no more a hope of being accepted. Isn't that true?
Of course, about the what you mentioned about the, for example, some sin in the verse of Noble Quran, we have Inna Allaha yaghfiru, Inna Allaha la yaghfiru an yushraka bih, wa yaghfiru ma duna dhalika liman yasha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not forgive the polytheism. You know, we have these kind of, you know, verses in the Noble Quran. So maybe one of the gravest sins is to have kind of polytheism toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah.
You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not forgive that.
True.
Except you have the real, repentance toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? Mm-hmm. And to forget about that polytheism and to have kind of belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is granted.
Okay.
But about other narrations of Ahlul Bayt that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not forgive after you pass, 40 years, it means that you would be in the severe condition. You see that because if you pass 40, it doesn't mean that your sins would not be forgiven. It means that you should be very careful about your actions and your belief,
True.
And you should have some kind of focus on your actions and some kind of control and observation about whatever you're doing after you pass the 40, years. It doesn't mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forgive and, your repentance that would not be accepted by Him. Rather, it means you should be very careful about what you're doing, about your actions and your behavior, okay? And, it is not like, rationally speaking, that the person who passed the 40 is not like a youngest there, okay, or the youth people that maybe sometimes carelessly doing some actions, okay? You should be very careful about that. You should have some kind of observation about what you are doing.
Yeah, because based on the history of Islam, at the dawn of Islam, at the time of the Holy Prophet, even those who have converted to Islam, they were polytheists. And they accepted Islam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Holy Prophet accepted them as the Muslims. I'm asking about the originality and the essence of such sayings. Are they true or no? This is just because to show the importance of passing the age 40. Or no, such narrations or such sayings are not true.
As I said, these narrations mostly emphasize on the importance of the person who passed the 40 years. Mm-hmm. It means that you should be very careful about your actions, okay?
Yeah.
And you should have observation about what you're doing, okay? Mm-hmm. Careful about your belief system, your actions and your behaviors. And to take care of that, try to not to be forgetful and not to commit any sin. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean that your sin would not be forgiven after you past 40. It is naturally rejected and refuted, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we have some other narrations, you know, in the collections of Hadith corpus. We have some other narration talking about the importance, some age, or maybe some times or some places, okay? Mm-hmm. For example, in that place, your sin would be doubled if right. you have committed that.
Very sure.
All of that referring to the time and place, all of that, you know, indicating the importance of that place or time, and rather you should be very cautious, and you should be have some kind of observation about what you're doing.
One more last question, Sheikh. As for repentance, it is being said that we need to confess our sins in front of God, but on the same, but on the other side, we say that confession to the sins is not a good action. That is, in case I come in front of you and sit and I'll tell you, okay, I'm confessing that I have committed such and such, and what is the way for me to find the repentance of Allah? So how can we collect between these two?
Of course, confession of your sins in front of an individual, whether that individual is a, you know, priest or any other missionary action that person or individual doing, it is not acceptable. Mm-hmm. Islam, in this case, is not like other religions, mm-hmm. which recommend you to have some kind of confession in front of your, you know, an individual. It is not acceptable.
Yeah.
But you can have confession of your sins in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is recommended and it is very well to have that done, you know, as I said, in front of Allah. But behind that, in front of any other individual, it is not acceptable to do and to have that confession.
Very true. Thank you very much, dear Sheikh, for your explanations. And your respected listeners for staying tuned. We have today talked about the repentance and to have a hope in Allah's mercy. And we wanted to emphasize that the gates of repentance are always open and there is no limitation for that. And our repentance will be accepted for all the sins. And there is no reason for us to lose Allah's hope and mercy. Thank you very much, dear brothers and sisters, for listening and staying tuned. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliin wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي حسين وحسن